Good morning. As you head into this Thursday morning, I hope you're having a good week. And you know, the best part about each day is the time we spend with God, just focusing on our relationship with Him and allowing Him to speak to us. And the best way to do that is to open your Bible. This week, we're going through the book of Romans in the Bible. And Paul, in the book of Romans, is talking to us about God's righteousness and how much we need what God has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ. And he's making an argument that says everyone stands condemned before God on their own. This is what he says, starting in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, because God made it evident to them. That is, there's so much of God's nature imprinted on us. As the Bible says, God made us in His image. Our sense of morality, of right and wrong, comes from God's sense of right and wrong. Our personal nature comes from God's personal nature. God is three persons, a Trinity. Relationship is a part of God's nature and our nature. He goes on to say, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. People are without excuse. God has revealed Himself in so much. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations. You see, once you say there is no God, you have to come up with all sorts of speculation about why things are the way they are. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures, talking about the idolatry of people in those days. Therefore, God gave them over. Now, we're going to see this phrase three times, and it's the idea that we are fallen beings, and really within each one of us, there is such ugliness and fallenness and sinfulness in our hearts that if you were to remove the restraining factors of our society, we are capable of awful things, every single one of us. We've inherited that ever since the first man and woman disobeyed God and began to have a fallen nature. So we have that fallenness in us. And God has put His restraining grace in our lives to kind of hold back the influence of that fallenness. But as we continue to reject all that we see, the evidence of God around us, both in nature, in the lives of Christians that we know, and we keep pushing God away, then God begins to remove His restraining grace in our lives and allows that sinful nature to run its course. It says, therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over, there it is again, to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function, and in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman, and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts, and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over, there's the third time it says that, to a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, and those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. I hope you see in your life how dangerous it is to ignore God. I'm John North.